pickleball. What? I hear you say. Well, if you've not heard of it, you need to. It's America's fastest growing sport. It's a combination of tennis, ping pong, and badminton. And it's estimated that almost 5 million people in the US are playing it, with that number as well, that 5 million number, rising all the time. It's booming within the older generation, much to the disgust of tennis players. Many of their traditional tennis spaces are making way for a pickleball court invasion. The antagonism has led to online public spats between the tennis lot and the picklers. So joining me now is CJ Johnson, co-founder of We Are Pickleball, the largest online training platform for the sport. CJ, thank you very much for joining us. Right, well, I read then there are 66 new places to play pickleball opening in the US every single month. That's a staggering amount. Why is it so popular?
Thank you for having me. There are so many reasons why pickleball is growing as fast as you said it was. The very first thing are players of any age can play the sport. So 8-year-olds up to 80-plus-year-olds. It's very easy on the body. So players get out there, they get active, and they start having fun almost immediately because it's a sport that you can pick up in just really, if you've got a little bit of hand-eye coordination, about a half hour or so. There's also a very low barrier to entry. Pickleball paddles and a ball are relatively inexpensive in the States, probably less than $50 for two paddles and a ball. And then all you need is a pair of tennis shoes. Once players are playing, they're hooked because it's also very social. So it's not only scratching the activity itch, but players get to meet a lot of new people, and they go to this phenomenon called open play where they get to play with a variety of different people, and all of a sudden they have a lot of new friends.
That's a really good point. And I guess, you know, so much of the recreational sport that we all play is so we can socialize with our friends. But often, when it comes to sports that have been around for many, many, many years, there might be stereotypes attached to those sports. But because this is brand new, I guess anyone and everyone feels like they can get involved.
It is. It's been around since 1965.
So not so brand new, but you know what I mean. The fact that it's growing so quickly.
Right, exactly. And what I talked about a little bit was a phenomenon called open play. So as an example, at a court, they'll have open play at, say, 9 o'clock in the morning. So players just show up. They come, they play, they rotate amongst the group. You don't have to bring players with you to play. You get to be with a variety of different people. So that's one of the big attractions for most people, is that social component.
So what are the basic rules then? Because, you know, this is sounding, I'm quite interested, I'm not going to lie.
You gave a great description. It's a bit like tennis meets ping pong on a badminton size court. So essentially, it's a combination of all of those sports. Now, interestingly enough, different from tennis, the most popular form of pickleball is doubles pickleball, not singles. And a couple of basic rules: most games are played to 11, and the team has to win by two. Its scoring is a lot like volleyball used to be like. Only the team who's serving has the ability to score. Uh-huh. A lot like tennis, you can play the ball off the bounce, and it's one bounce, same as tennis. But you can also volley the ball or hit it out of the air, except for this one little place very close to the net, which is called the kitchen. You can let the ball bounce in the kitchen, but you can't volley the ball from the kitchen.
Okay.
And it's again, think tennis or think ping pong. The rallies go back and forth to a player misses or hits the ball out.
Right. So, I mean, again, it's pretty simple, you know, because if you know your tennis or you know your ping pong or even your badminton, I guess less so with the bounce, because, you know, the shuttlecock doesn't really bounce. The rules are pretty easy for you to follow. But I have read there has been a big debate on the spin serve. 2 years worth of debate, in fact. Tell me what that's all about.
Unlike tennis, where the serve dominates, in pickleball, that's not the case. And the spin serve was starting to dominate the game, which is why it has been rescinded. But here's what happened. It's whenever you hit a pickleball, you are going to impart some type of spin onto the ball from just the motion that you're making with the paddle. So that spin is not what will be illegal. The spin serve were players who were adding spin to the ball before the ball was actually hit, so that when it was hit and it landed, it increased the difficulty of returning the shot because it would hit the ground and bounce severely to one side or the other. So a few years ago, during COVID times, there was an invention called the chainsaw serve. We were scared to, you know, people were scared to touch the pickleball. We didn't know much about COVID and how it was transmitted at the time. So players started placing the ball on top of the paddle. So the paddle would be facing towards the sky. They'd put the ball on the paddle, and with a motion, they'd pull their arm back to their body. That motion would send the ball spinning up in the air, and then as it dropped down, they would hit that ball. And again, when it opponent side, it would bounce severely to one side or to the other. So that was the chainsaw serve, and that was outlawed in 2022, the start of this year. Players were still inventive, so another serve that they tried to get that pre-spin on it was we call it the finger spin serve. So essentially, it's holding the pickleball in your non-paddle hand, and then it's a motion almost like you're snapping your fingers. So think of it, the pickleball is like a wiffle ball with holes in it, and it's made of hard plastic. So as you snap your fingers and you do it quickly, it starts the ball again rotating prior to the ball dropping and then the player hitting the ball. And so that pre-spun serve, that finger spin serve, is going to be banned for the upcoming year. So in January of 2023, you will no longer be able to spin the ball before you make the serve.
Right. Okay. This might sound like a really basic question that maybe I should have asked at the very start, but how big is the ball?
So the ball is, the ball has about 40, depending upon the type of ball, because they're a little different for indoor surfaces versus outdoor surfaces. So there's about 42 holes on the ball, and it's about 4 inches or so in diameter. Think of maybe like a hard plastic baseball that kids use to learn how to play baseball or those types of sports. That's what it's very similar to.
Right, gotcha. So who are the legends in the sport then? Are there people establishing themselves as, pickleball OGs, I guess?
Well, there are. In fact, there is a Pickleball Hall of Fame, and there are 21 members to the Pickleball Hall of Fame. There's about 4 players inducted each and every year. And there's people establishing themselves in the sport right now. In fact, the top female player in the world is a 15-year-old young lady. So again, it appeals to all ages.
You must be pretty handy at pickleball yourself, though, CJ. You know all these things about it. You must be pretty good.
I will say I love the game and I love to play. This is the third sport that I play and I coach. I've been a golf professional for my entire life, as well as a ski professional. But being on the pickleball court is different from those other sports. It's social. It's fun. It's also very mentally challenging. There's a lot of strategy involved to the game, not just hitting the shot, but planning the shots.
Yeah, but the mental side of it is something that you're quite passionate about, aren't you? Because you're quoted as saying good pickleball is not just technique, it's the mind and body working holistically. So tell me about the mental part of the game.
It is. At We Are Pickleball, we call it the athletic pillar. Back in my golf days as a golf professional, mental focus was what separated the top players from the not so top players. And it's the same thing is really true about pickleball. Even if your goal isn't to become a top player, people deal with being nervous, especially with what I told you about open play, where you go and you play with different players. So you're not playing with the same partner all the time. So we like to give people tools to deal with some of that nervousness, to be intentional, to understand the strategies of the game. And that involves some practice off the courts in working on that mental focus, which typically players don't get exposed to that in their everyday lives.
Well, CJ, we you know, pickleball sounds amazing so far, and you're a great advocate for the game, but we have to go here as well. There's some anti-picklers as well out there, isn't there? There's some people that have got beef with pickleball, because in September, Brooklyn-based group Club Leftist Tennis launched an anti-pickleball lobbying campaign, and they tweeted saying, reminder, pickleball is an astroturfed, venture capital-backed parasite on public space. So why have they got such beef with pickleball? What's going on?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons that people may have a beef with pickleball. The first one is the noise. Again, that it's a wiffle ball, so it's a hard plastic ball, and the paddles are made out of a composite material. So when the ball hits the paddle, it has a very distinct noise. And if you're not a pickleball player and you lived in a neighborhood near some pickleball courts, it could be an annoying noise. So that's the first thing, would be the noise factor. The second thing, and I think this is a little bit more specific when it comes to tennis players, if you were to look at a regulation-sized tennis court, including the sides of the court, not just the lines of the court, you could put four pickleball courts on one tennis court. So here in the US, as the sport of pickleball has grown, municipalities are looking for places to put pickleball courts. And we have a lot of underused tennis courts. And so you see a lot of tennis courts, formerly tennis courts, being turned into pickleball courts. So I think that tennis players are feeling a bit of a pinch in terms of the courts, and I can certainly understand that. But you can easily play pickleball on a tennis court. You just have to change the lines just a little bit. You can create one or two courts right on a tennis court, and it can be used for both sports.
Well, I mean, you're selling it to me very well, and I am always up for trying new things. So, you know, say if I wanted to leave here, maybe not tonight because it'll be 1 a.m. UK time. But you say, you know, tomorrow I woke up and I fancied learning a little bit more and potentially giving it a go. Tell me about, you know, We Are Pickleball, which is the online training platform that you run.
Absolutely. So We Are Pickleball, we're interacting with about 300,000 some pickleball players every month. And we've got a couple of YouTube channels, a podcast, but we also, especially for beginners, we have a free resource guide and a video course. So new players can go there and they can get the information that they need. The internet is flooded with a lot of noise about pickleball these days, and we want players to understand the game and to get started on the right foot. So if you're a new player or a beginner, that's the best place to go.
All right, well, I'll have to check it out. CJ, thank you very much for your time this evening.
You're very welcome, and I can't wait to get over there. We've got the English Open coming up again next year, and maybe we'll see you on the pickleball courts when we're there.
Who knows? I might be an expert by then, you know?
Sounds good.
I'm ready. CJ, thank you very much. That's CJ Johnson, co-founder of We Are Pickleball, an online training platform for the over 50s.